Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds issued an emergency declaration today concerning COVID-19. She ordered restaurants, bars, gyms, theaters, and casinos to close for 2 weeks. It's part of a public health emergency plan designed to ease the community's spread of the illness. Reynolds also prohibited mass gatherings and events of more than 10 people, including parades, festivals, conventions, and fundraisers. Senior citizen centers and adult daycare facilities have been closed. The closures are intended to last through March 31st. In response to the governor, the city of Sioux City plans to close all facilities to the public starting at 4:30 today until Tuesday, March 31st. That includes City Hall, Long Lines, and the Convention Center. The city remains fully operational, and in limited cases, people may schedule appointments with staff. Emergency services will continue. There are no changes in service at the airport, city transit, or the landfill. Woodbury County officials announced precautionary changes. Starting tomorrow, most county offices will require an appointment to conduct business. They would like people to use online services if possible. As of noon today, there were no confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Woodbury County. Siouxland District Health, though, recommends people adhere to social distancing, hand washing, covering your cough or sneeze, or staying home if you feel sick. And Western Iowa Tech Community College will close to the public starting tomorrow until April 13th. All events scheduled at the college have been canceled until then. However, the college is still operating and providing online learning for students. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.